From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Hello and welcome to the Monday Waffle podcast for the round six edition. My name's Stuart Marshall and today I'm joined only by Sam McPherson. G'day, Sam.
G'day, Stu. Mate, just the two of us here today. Luckily, there were some good games of footy on the weekend, so plenty for us to talk about.
Of course. We'll be chatting to Jack Beck later in the podcast and we'll do an in-depth discussion of the Peel Thunder versus Claremont game on the weekend. But South Freo v Swans. South Freo got the victory there at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. Subi v West Perth. Subi got the victory again at Leedy Oval over another Waffle rival, so they are really the force to be reckoned with this season. And East Freo v East Perth at East Freo Oval. What do you reckon, Sammy? How was it?
Mate, not too bad. East Perth, well, it was only the only real blowout of the weekend, really. 33 points, so some much closer games of footy over the weekend, but East Freo, as well as Claremont, both look to be sort of falling away early on in the season. But East Perth, they are in some pretty good form. That's four wins on the trot now, I think, since their round one debacle against the Lions.
And their players are in good form. Out of the five awards for player of the round, two of them have been East Perth players, with Pat McGinley picking that award up for the round five games from a couple of weeks back. So, yeah, they're looking pretty good as well.
They certainly are. And it's hard to sort of fathom how they are a side that lost by, I think it was 118 points in the first game of the season, and now they've won four in a row, so things are looking up for East Perth. And look, Subiaco, you know what they used to say, if it bleeds, you can kill it, and West Perth certainly took it all the way up to Subi. They were firing early on in the game and led at the quarter-time break, were trailing by just 3 points at the half, but Subi again proved they're just a bit too good. Big third quarter, and that sort of put the difference between the two sides, and they ended up taking that out by 22 points. That, of course, done without Josh DeLuca, who's still out serving his ban for racial vilification. But
I wonder how much of a difference he makes to that team. Obviously, he was on Freo's list last year, but now he's been out and they haven't won by 100 points.
I know. Their smallest victory before this one on the weekend was 58 points against South Fremantle. So certainly West Perth, that is as close as anyone's gone this season.
So Subi's percentage has now dropped from an ominous 256 to 230. So other teams, or West Perth, dented it, which is good to see.
Very good to see.
But I looked at the South Freo v Swan Districts game, and it was South who won their fourth straight match, beating Swan Districts by 13 points, despite not having Ashton Hams, Hayden Schloyth, Stephen Edwards and Blaine Wilson. So four big outs there. Corey DeLolio, Blaine Johnson and Matthew Parker kicked 3 goals each for the Bulldogs, with Brandon Donaldson and Mason Shaw also booting 2 apiece. Marlon Pickett was best in field for Souths, and he had 30 touches, 7 tackles and a goal. So a big round of performance there, with Shane Hockey picking up 25 disposals. Ex-Freo Docker Nick Subin, 24. Brandon Donaldson, 22. And Dylan Main, 20. Corey Galt kicked 4 goals for Swan Districts, with Braden Noble also booting 4. And Matthew Rogers kicking 3 to go with his 24 touches and 7 marks. Reece Palmer, ex-Carlton and Freo man, collected 25 touches for Swan Districts. David Ellard, 24. Tobe Watson, 21. And Jackson Slater, 20.
Reece Palmer continues to do very well at the Waffle level, Stewie.
He does, I know. I mean, you'd expect it being an ex-rising star. I suppose surprising that he's back. Are you surprised that he's back in the Waffle so soon?
A little bit, but he did do the rounds at AFL level.
He did.
3 clubs, and then before he made his way back to Swan Districts, so I think he probably did all he could at the highest level, mate. I had a look at the East Freo and East Perth game. A very interesting affair, really. The Royals kicked 3 goals, 10 in the first quarter, 13 scoring shots. And that sort of set the tone for the day. Both sides kicked really, really poorly. It was 3-11 to 4-6 at halftime, but the Royals ran out 10-21-81 to 6-12-48 winners. The major ball winners for the Royals were Luke Partington. He had 29 touches and kicked a 1 goal, 2. Braden Ainsworth, he's constantly being mentioned with the chance to debut for the West Coast Eagles. He had another good game with 23 touches and a goal. Sharad Wellingham had 21 touches. And Carpenny had 20 touches, 12 kicks, 8 hand passes. And for the Sharks, Schofield had the 31 touches. Henson had 22. and Jonathan Marsh had his 20 touches.
Jared Willingham got delisted, didn't he?
He was delisted, yeah.
But he's still playing for East Perth.
Still plays for East Perth, still, but was delisted, yes, correct.
That's a good way to get your job back, isn't it? Just to hang around the company, you know, keep playing for that team. But I guess you can at waffle level, but it'll be interesting to see if he ever gets another gig at AFL. What do you reckon?
Mate, I doubt it. I did hear him on the ABC Grandstand over the weekend, though, and didn't sound too bad on the microphone, Sharad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He went all right.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
All right, joining us on the line now is Jack Beck from the Claremont Footy Club. Jack, thank you very much for your time, mate.
Hey, guys. Yep, no worries.
A little bit upsetting on the weekend, obviously going down to the Thunder by 20 points. The Tigers are up by 2 points at halftime. It just didn't go your way in the second half?
Yeah, very disappointing on the weekend. We were in there with a shot, halftime for sure. They just came out a bit too strong in that third quarter and couldn't really get back into it. So credit to them, they really came out firing in that third quarter and kicked a few goals on us. But yeah, we're almost there.
It does seem like the Tigers are almost there this year. That's another pretty tight loss, and that goes with, I guess, the game against South Fremantle down in Albany as well. I mean, you're in that for a lot of the contest and just couldn't get the win there either.
Yeah, I think it's a case of just, you know, when we're at our best, where you know, we can match it with almost any team in the comp. But just, we can't really manage to string, you know, four quarters of consistent footy together, which is a bit of an issue with us at the moment.
What do you think that is?
I think, you know, teams just get a run on, and then we're a bit slower to react, or we go into our shell a little bit, or, you know, just a few different factors that, it's a bit hard to tell at the moment, but we're almost there, so. Kind of key theme at the moment.
Yeah, how have you found your season this season? Obviously, you did the ACL a little while back now. So, what's it been like back playing regular footy?
Mate, it's epic feeling just to be back out there and running around with everyone. So, I know last year was pretty tough, just being on the sidelines, and obviously the team not performing too well wasn't ideal. But yeah, just being able to get back out there and, you know, have a run around is my focus at the moment, just enjoying my footy a little bit, which has been good.
Take us through a little bit of the rehab process that goes along with doing your ACL, Jack.
Sure. So obviously did it just before, a couple of weeks into pre-season, and pretty much got surgery the week later. So it all go from there. Pretty much first couple of months is just trying to get that strength back into the quad and hammy and that kind of thing. And then I think around the 3 month mark, I started running again, just completely straight lines and nothing too crazy. And then just progressed from there. So, you know, a couple of times in the gym each week, about three or four running sessions a week. And then just trying to lots of variation, what you're trying to do to try and keep it interesting and keep yourself motivated and that kind of thing. But yeah, you know, it's a long process, but you know, have such a good club around you and good bunch of guys that, you know, it's always fun getting down to training and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Did you have anyone in the long-term injury list with you when you were going through your rehab?
There's a couple of boys that had pretty long injuries, but nothing too serious. And Bradley Rogers had a bit of a knee issue early on in the season, which I was annoying him for a fair bit of the time. Jack Bradshaw as well had a bit of a sore knee as well. A couple other boys, but yeah, no one full length season.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, you mentioned Jack Bradshaw. I know him, Jack Bradshaw, Matt Davies, Jake Murphy, these sorts of guys have left the club. You've been aided with the return of Kane Mitchell and, I suppose, Tom Lees in his second season back there. Is that a bit of the issue down at Claremont, that it is a bit of a new team trying to gel together again?
Yes and no. I think with also a few of the draftees going as well, like Zachy Langdon and Bailey Banfield and stuff like that, I think it's, yeah, a bit of a turnaround from last year, and a few of those older experienced heads such as Murph and Matty Davies and stuff going, it sure always makes it hard. But I think all the young boys have come through, either their first or second years, they've just come in and been really strong for us. So it is a massive bit of a turnaround, but I think we've kind of covered off on all the bases, so it hasn't been too much of an issue, I don't think.
Alrighty, Jack, we're going to head into our quick fire round, and this is called the Fact Check.
It's the Fact Check on the Monday Waffle.
With Jack Beck.
Oh, huge.
So we're gonna get straight into this, mate. So short, sharp answers, yep. But yeah, tell us as much about the Claremont Footy Club as you can. So Sammy, start us off, mate.
Righto, Jack. Who's the most annoying bloke at the club?
Has to be Tommy Shanahan.
Who smells the worst?
I think big Jeremy Goddard is a big bloke, so he tends to stink a bit.
They always do, the bigger blokes, don't they?
Yeah.
And who spends the most time in front of the mirror in the weights room?
Oh, that has to be Morgan Davies, for sure. Can't get the bloke away from the mirrors.
Well, he loves looking at himself, does he? Oh, clearly he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who is the slowest football player at Claremont?
Well, it used to be definitely Jake Murphy. We used to have an annual snails race. And he always used to win that one or lose it.
so you win the snails race by losing it. Oh, good fun.
But at the moment, it's a tough one. I'm not too sure, actually.
We'll leave it with Jake Murphy, the former skipper.
Leave it with Jake Murphy.
Right, yeah, the absolutely. Coach's favourite saying?
You're a cockhead. I'll just beat that one out.
That's beautiful. Nah, it's all good. Who has the biggest off season and comes back in the worst shape?
Oh, that is an easy one. That's big Jerry Bolton, Dry Bolton.
What does he do? Do you know what he gets up?
Comes back as far as a house and then just kills it in the 2K, which is very surprising.
Who can't say no to a beer? I suppose it's probably Jai Bolton again, is it?
I'll always have to say myself for that one. or big Bobby Maester.
What's your favourite beer?
That was a good crafty. My favourite beer?
Yeah.
Have to go the old Little Creatures Rogers.
Oh, that's actually my favourite beer as well. So what yeah, a beer absolutely. That is. Who's the least likely, or who's the most likely to miss Sunday recovery? At the beach.
I'd say Ryan Murphy, that one.
And Skipper's best rev up?
I think 3/4 time against East Freo. He pulled all the boys in and gave us a real big rev up, and we got over the line with that one.
There you go. And the last one, who's the biggest suck up to the coach?
Biggest suck up? I'm going to say Alex Manuel.
For what was that? He just loves to suck
big,
up.
Big coach's pet, that one.
Always in the coach's those. Office chewing his ear off.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Jack. Well, thank you very much for doing the fact check with us here on the Monday Waffle. And no all problem. The best to Claremont for the rest of the season. And Matt, here's hoping that you stay injury-free and have a good season yourself.
Thank you very much, guys.
And that was Jack Beck here on the Monday Waffle podcast taking part in the first ever fact check segment. So be sure to stick around for that one in the coming weeks. But Sammy, that's it from us, isn't it?
That is it from us for this week. No waffle games this weekend. WA take on South Australia. So good luck to the Sandgropers, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.